This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.
Steve Smith, thanks for joining us on ABC Sport. I know you spoke about it. Usman Khawaja, the big story of yesterday, announcing his retirement. You've played a lot of cricket with him. How will you remember him?
Yeah, I've played with him for a very long time. You know, I was part of his debut game here 15 years ago. So, you know, I've seen him grow and evolve over the years. You know, he's had such a valuable contribution to Australian cricket. You know, the way he's been able to evolve over the years and, you know, play the way he has been outstanding. To play 88 test matches is an incredible feat. And, yeah, he'll be missed around the Australian dressing room.
You were asked about it a lot in your press conference about your future. Obviously, you mentioned you played in that first test with him in 2011. You're now the oldest member of the team. Does it make you reflect on or think about your cricket mortality?
Not really. Yeah, I'm obviously older and wiser and experienced a lot. So, you know, my job's to try and pass down that knowledge, I suppose, to players coming through, help them, and yeah, I see that as a big role for me in this team currently.
I know you've spoken a lot about the fact that you're enjoying yourself, you're not really thinking too far ahead, but do you have an idea when you do call stumps, so to speak, what it will look like and whether we'll know ahead of time so that we can celebrate you as you deserve?
I don't know, honestly. Maybe I'll wake up one day and I'll just be like, that's enough, so who knows. Yeah, right now I'm not going anywhere.
You spoke in the presser about when this series finishes, some guys will go and play Shield cricket. What's on for you with this big gap before our next Test series?
Not sure. Yeah, I'll play this week, play a few Big Bash games and then weigh it up from there. See how we go.
So you're not anticipating to play Shield cricket back end of the year, or you don't know?
I'm not sure right now. I'll talk to the powers above and figure out what's best.
A lot has been said about the SCG pitch. You played in a Shield match here at the start of the season. We did see Nathan Lyon and Todd Murphy, ironically, play in that game. What did you learn from that as to what we might get here in this match?
Yeah, I think it was a decent wicket for the first probably day and a half and then started to break up quite a bit in terms of the cracks. There wasn't a great deal of spin for the match, but cracks came into play pretty early, so yeah, it got tricky to bat. It was a bit up and down, and a lot up and down, and hard to play. So whether that's the same out here, I'm not sure. We haven't had the chance to look at the wicket today, so get that look and then figure out how we want to go about it.
What do you want this SCG pitch, it's your home ground obviously, to look like, to play like moving forward?
I've said it for years, in an ideal world, playing two spinners, flat for 2 days, cracks start to come in, it's abrasive, footmarks, reverse swing, all of the above. We've sort of said that for the last, feel like 15 years and probably haven't got one of those wickets, so I'm not sure we'll get there, but that would be my ideal wicket here at the SCG. I used to love watching games when, you know, Warne and McGill would line up and, you know, the games would speed up at the back end with spin playing a big part and guys bowling stump to stump, people in front of the wicket, no slips in place and things like that. That would be my ideal SCG wicket, but don't know if we're going to see that.
We all were at the MCG and we saw the now infamous 10 millimetres of grass on the wicket and a two-day test match. We understand how the pitch played, but was there anything that the group, and in particular the batting group, reflected on in the wake of that test match and thought that's an RFI with the way we went about it?
Yeah, we probably could have gone harder. You know, I think those wickets where the game shrunk down, you know, there's balls that are bowled there that are just going to get you out and they've got your name on it. So, you know, the leading run scorers for the game, Harry Brook, was playing outrageous shots, running down at bowlers, lapping, things like that, and he was the leading run scorer. Travis Head for us probably played the most aggressive. So it's hard to do in the moment. You know, you want to knuckle down and try and do your job, I suppose, but sometimes you got to think on your feet maybe and be a little more aggressive perhaps. It's, you know, it's a tricky one, but you know, after the game, I think I said it in the presser, that's what we could have done maybe to get that 60-odd runs more probably that would have potentially changed the result.
Just cycling back to Usman's debut test, 2011 here at the SCG, how much do you recall about it? Because I had a look at the scorecard during the week and it was actually relatively interesting, some of the names that I saw on the team sheet and some of the things that took place. What do you recall?
Oh, geez, you're testing me now. I reckon I got my first 50 that game. Yep. In the second innings. Outside of that, no, I think we got walloped. It wasn't an ideal game, but yeah, I think Uzi coming on the scene, I remember playing a couple of really nice pull shots off Tremlett, top of the stumps, and I think, you know, over Uzi's career, when he's been batting his best, he's been pulling the ball off the top of the stumps and limiting that good length, I suppose, you know, making guys either bowl too full or too short, so putting pressure on that way. But yeah, outside of that, I can't really remember a lot from 15 years ago.
Michael Clarke's first test as Australian Test captain and Michael Beer's test debut. So it's been a long time. Steve, that was your first test here at the SCG. This will be your 13th. So enjoy it. Appreciate your time on ABC Sport.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.